The obsidian night clung to the cobblestone streets of Grimhaven, a tendril of fog snaking through the skeletal fingers of the town's crooked houses. Rain lashed against the windows of the Red Raven Inn, a mournful counterpoint to the creak of the inn's ancient sign. Inside, by the flickering firelight, sat Silas Thorne, his weathered face etched with worry lines as deep as the Mariana Trench. Silas, a man who had danced with shadows and trafficked in secrets, had never felt unease like this. It slithered beneath his skin, a cold serpent coiling around his heart. The rumors, whispers carried on the wind like wisps of graveyard mist, spoke of a darkness slithering into Grimhaven, an evil older than the stones beneath their feet. A tap on the window, tentative at first, then insistent. Silas, his hand instinctively reaching for the bone-handled dagger at his belt, crept closer. Outside, shrouded in the swirling fog, stood a cloaked figure, its face obscured by the brim of a wide-brimmed hat. A single, skeletal hand protruded from the cloak, beckoning Silas out into the storm. Driven by a morbid curiosity and a sliver of hope, Silas unlatched the inn's door and stepped into the tempest. The cloaked figure glided forward, its movements unnaturally swift and silent. They led Silas down a labyrinth of narrow alleys, the wind howling like a banshee through the twisted branches of ancient oaks. Finally, they reached a crumbling mausoleum at the town's edge, its iron gates groaning in protest as the figure pushed them open. Inside, the air hung heavy with the stench of decay, the silence broken only by the drip-drip-drip of unseen water. The figure pointed a long, skeletal finger towards a cracked marble sarcophagus in the mausoleum's center. As Silas approached, a low, guttural moan resonated from within the sarcophagus. The lid shuddered, then cracked, revealing a being of pure nightmare. Inky tendrils of darkness writhed around its skeletal form, eyes glowing with an unholy emerald fire. The air itself seemed to curdle around the creature, a vortex of pure malice. Silas, his breath ragged, his mind teetering on the precipice of madness, stumbled back. The creature lunged, its claws tearing through the air, inches from Silas's throat. He stumbled, his foot catching on a loose cobblestone, sending him sprawling onto the cold, damp earth. The creature loomed over him, its maw opening to reveal a maw filled with fangs like shards of obsidian. Silas squeezed his eyes shut, bracing for the inevitable. But then, a blinding flash of light erupted from the sarcophagus, engulfing the mausoleum in an ethereal glow. The creature shrieked, a sound that scraped against the very fabric of reality. It writhed and recoiled, its form dissolving into wisps of inky smoke that danced away into the night. The light dimmed, revealing the sarcophagus now lay empty, its lid shattered on the floor. Silas, his body shaking with a mixture of terror and relief, clambered to his feet. He stumbled out of the mausoleum, the storm having abetted, the stars peeking through the parting clouds. He looked back at the mausoleum, but it was gone, vanished like a figment of his fevered imagination. Silas returned to the Red Raven Inn, his mind a maelstrom of questions. What had he witnessed? Was it real, or a figment of a fevered mind? He sank back into his chair by the fire, the warmth unable to dispel the chill that had settled deep within his bones. He knew one thing for certain. The darkness had brushed against Grimhaven, and its touch had left an indelible mark. And Silas Thorne, man of secrets and shadows, knew that he had just stepped onto a path he could never have foreseen, a path that would lead him into the heart of an evil older than time itself. The next morning, the sun rose over Grimhaven, casting an uneasy light on the town's cobblestone streets. The Red Raven Inn stood silent, its windows dark and empty. Silas Thorne was gone, vanished without a trace, leaving behind only a chilling legend whispered on the wind, a tale of a night when darkness danced with light, and a man stepped into the abyss.